went over, and beginning of the visit with little Bessie, we miss, Debbie's not on this. This is incomplete. The other reel is the complete one. This is the beginning of little Bessie. Little Bessie comes now, this Saturday, the 2nd February, 74. John went over and began beginning of the visit with little Bessie. Now, Debbie's not on this, you see. We start a little later on this one. This is not the complete one. This Saturday, the 2nd February, 74.
In the world have you got?
She says it's not any good. Bessie always says things like that.
It's not.
Well, I think we ought to try and make sure.
I came home yesterday with the kids and trying to watch it. Hello. Was that my liquor?
What are you talking about that?
Is that my drink?
If I had a hat like that, I wouldn't want a drink.
Look at that hat.
Sarah, here's your salad and sandwich.
Oh, Miss.
That's it. Let me
tell you. I like to say dogs. She must be thinking about me. She yep. must be thinking about me.
Well, really?
Now, well, where are your sandwiches and salad?
Well,
I'm still eating over here.
Look.
We went ahead and ate ours.
Bessie brought cake.
Well,
yeah.
I could have.
This is Bessie's cake.
Oh, it is.
Mm-mm. Mmm.
Bessie.
Boy.
I'll tell you.
Yes. Why don't you put some preserve that is? They're good.
What you want?
Oh, those things.
These kumquats.
I wish.
What you gonna drink?
I wish you'd get your husband to root them. Nobody else can root them.
I don't know.
God.
Sometimes they come up from the seeds.
Let me tell you. Debbie, I may have it all wrong, but she's got me sort of disturbed.
Oh, about the lady over there?
I got the idea. You've been fired.
I'm fired myself.
That's what I was. Bessie, I just wasn't sure whether you'd walked out or what. But I sort of thought you.
Well, you can too.
Here, you can put the seeds in here. You want some coffee? You drink some coffee?
No, thank you.
You don't need a coffee.
Oh, I
drink
milk?
No, thank you.
Not going to offer you any iced tea. I haven't got any. That's what
good.
You like.
Good. Good.
Sit down there. And
because Mr. Meyer should give everybody cake for two.
Let me tell you.
You offered.
Oh.
See, I'm supposed to be on a diet.
Oh, you are?
I got to lose some weight.
Well, that won't hurt you.
I just walked right out, left the uniform. I forgot until I walked in the kitchen. I said, here, my uniform in this water. Because I didn't want to put it in. I had washed my other uniforms, and I didn't want to put it in Clorox.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn it yellow.
I thought Clorox turned it white.
Some things it will, kind of. But it won't turn that white.
Your uniform?
Can't make them yellow.
It's not cotton.
No. So what are you ill this?
That thin
oh.
stuff?
Is it nylon? I don't know. This one is
polyester. Everything is polyester.
You want to put your hat over
polyester,
here?
Polyester, and that isn't polyester. There's something. My sister gave me that hat.
That's
a nice hat.
When I was down there.
I like that hat.
See, they want me to quit work. And they fuss. So, see, where she worked, and she could have gotten all because they sold the house. And Miss Paris had about 20 had them. It isn't. See, one side of it is darker down here. And that
good
you
cake.
See that part?
It's good.
Mm. I didn't put everything in it's supposed to be cinnamon and chopped walnuts.
Yeah.
Kosher sour cream cake.
Yeah.
It's good.
But Tom don't like he liked the nuts but they don't like him.
Oh, right.
And I wouldn't put the nuts in it. So I came home, brought the two little ones, and put the, because I had the butter in the pan since Monday. gonna come home Monday night and make cake, and it was so late when I got home I didn't do it.
So late? I thought you just worked half a day.
Supposed to. I didn't get home Thursday night until 10 o'clock. And I told them I had to come home last night because I had to cook the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So Jenna was crying. That thing to call me about. Jenna called me first. They hadn't heard from their mother. She hadn't called all day. I said, well, she promised me she'd be home. I said, she always get in a hurry when I want to talk to her. I said, but I followed her up this morning, and I told her just what I thought about her. So she went in the room. She said, I'm late. I'm running late. I got to get in. I'm in a hurry. I said, well, you can go ahead and dress. But I just told her just how I felt. She's staying away from her children too much, and at nights. Five children, and the oldest one is just 12. I told her anything could happen to him. I said, now, how would you feel if you'd come home thinking you're coming home to children, and there's no children? I said, there's no house.
You know, I thought they did that in the last century. I didn't know people did that anymore.
I said, your children is being hurt. I said, and you're the one that's hurting them, and I cannot stand by and see them hurt. I said, I can't stand it, and I just can't work. I can't come over. I said, they don't know nobody else to call but me, and they call crying, hysterical. Wednesday night, I picked up my bag. I called them when I walked in from rehearsal, and they hadn't heard from them. I was crying. She said, Bessie, I'm scared. I said, well, I'll be over. And they said, no, don't come over. She said, because Mommy will get mad if she knew we call you. I said, well, you didn't call me. I called you. And I told her yesterday morning, I said, now your children don't call me. I said, I called them.
Somebody's got to worry after them.
Tom said to me Thursday night after I got home, he said, you're going to be laying up in the hospital or in the bed worrying about those children. And the mother don't care. I said, Tom, I can't help but worry because they're children. It's not their fault that they are in this world. Boy, he paced the floor the other morning. He was crazy.
Tom?
Oh, he was back at the picture and called me at 3:45 in the morning.
Why, Bessie?
They must have been scared.
They were. The oldest girl happened to wake up. I'd say she came downstairs to get a bottle for the baby. And by me taking these nerve pills and these pressure pills, pressure pill I have to take once a day. Nerve pills I'm supposed to take 4 times a day. And you see, when I go to sleep, you know, I sleep a little bit sounder than I used to. And
so old Tom got it. He
answered the telephone at first. And I could hear him. I thought I heard the telephone, but I wasn't sure. And I could hear him scuffling, trying to get his shoes and turning the light on. And then I heard the telephone, you know, I was awake then. I said, Lord, something has happened at home. That's all I could think about, my sister or somebody calling me that something was wrong with one of them, my sister, my mother, or brother-in-law. You see, my brother-in-law is not well, and my mother is not well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my sister has been unto the doctor. I told her it was nothing, but she's about to have a nervous breakdown working and taking care of my mother and brother-in-law.
Lord have mercy.
And he said, just a minute. He said, Bessie, and that's when I held on to the foot of the bed and until I got to the wall because I got weak, you know. And he said, it's the child. I said, don't tell me Mr. Oz is not home. And the first thing, I looked at the clock. So when I said, yes, she said, Bessie, I said, Jenna, what's the matter? She said, I came downstairs and I looked in Mommy's room and she hadn't, her bed hadn't been slept in and she's not out here on the couch. I said, Jenna, you mean to tell me that your mother's not home at this time of morning? I said, it's 4:15. The 4 o'clock I was talking to her and the baby was crying. I said, who is it crying? She said, it's Krishna. She said, what am I going to do, Bessie? What must I do? She said, I'm scared. She said, what if something has happened to Mommy? Well, I was thinking the same thing because, mm-hmm. you know, it just had been in the paper that found 2 women there somewhere in Gainesville murdered. I said, now, she could have been coming across the prairie, could have had car trouble, you know, and somebody could have attacked her or did something to her. I had all kind of thoughts. I said, well, stop crying, Jenna. I said, I'll be over early. And then she said, how early? Well, gosh, of course, it was 4 o'clock then. And it was so foggy, you couldn't see.
That's it.
That's right.
I said, just as early as I can get there. I said, as soon as I can see. And then Nicole said, should we get ready to go to school? I said, no. Because I didn't want them going to nothing school crying, still worrying about their mother. I said, no. She said, not any of us. I said, no, not any of us. I said, no, I'll be there. So now, 8:10, I was going, I said, now, if she's home, they'll get ready and go to school. But if she's not, they'll be, you know, be there. And I always go right where they're standing along. And I knew I was well ahead of the bus. The bus don't come along until about 8:15.
Mm.
It was so foggy I couldn't see the car, you know, from the road.
Uh-huh.
I said, Father, that woman didn't come home. And then when I turned down, I saw the car. She didn't know how to say good morning.
Oh, Bessie.
And I was so short that morning, I guess she thought I was going to fly off the handle. But it's good I didn't say anything that morning because I was too mad. And then I started telling her on Thursday where she was getting in a hurry to leave.
Yeah.
When I laid down at night, it was just like a wave of water in my head. Just like that. See, I got too excited.
Mm-hmm.
And my pressure was absolutely up.
Oh, you mean really?
Yeah. It was just like a wave of water going just that way. And it was right back here.
In the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And is that the way it happens when you get upset?
When I get upset. It goes from here right across here.
Goes from back your head up to the
right,
front.
Right across here and here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the middle?
Just across here and back in here. Now, this morning right here, it felt just like a boil. Gets under my skin, you know. Like, just like if you touch it, something going to jump out. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Why, Bessie?
Well, let me tell you about it.
So today, all I did, see, while I was messing with this braid yesterday, I started my machine. I started the washing, but I didn't hang them out. I didn't finish. I had to finish washing this morning, but I got the most of them washed yesterday afternoon. I brought the kids home. I opened soup. I gave them
brought to your house?
Yeah. The 2 little ones. I gave them soup and milk, and they had orange juice and center can and whatnot. I was intending to give them some applesauce. Well, they like to come over to the house anyway. They went to go outside. I said, no, I haven't got time to go outside, and you go out in the street. I said, Krista is like a streak of lightning. Boy, she's quick as all I know. I said I was going to bring them up here one day. But boy, she'd be all out in that grass like nobody's business.
I'd never find her again.
And I told Jenny yesterday, I said, now, I told your mother, I said, she was in a hurry to go, but I followed her up. I told her just how I felt. I told her that you children, she was hurting you. So you're being hurt, and she's the one that's hurting you. And I can't stand by to see that you're hurt. I said, I just can't work. She started to cry. She said, Bessie, don't you care about us either? Well, you know that hurt me. I said, yes, Jenny. I care an awful lot about you, more than your mother do. I said, I pray every night for God just to take care of you. I said, now, if I don't care what, I mostly wake up a quarter after four every morning, and I can't go back to sleep. I get to thinking about those kids, and I can't go back to sleep. I'm wondering if she's home.
Well, they even have a law that you got to feed your cows. If I don't feed my cows and somebody reports me, they can put me in jail.
Well, somebody's going to report her down there. I told her she better be surprised that her husband isn't watching her. I said, he don't have to be himself. I said, he could have somebody watching you. Now, Thursday, there was a dark red car between 5:30 and 6 o'clock, and you know that was light.
Yeah.
They came down the lane right to the palm. I say they didn't see my car because it's a small oak tree there. And the way I park, you know, you got to get way down to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog kept barking. And I said, oh, Spooky sees something out there. It's a little puppy. And I got up and I went to the door, and this car started backing up. I see there's a dark red car out here, so I don't know who it is. And why would they come this close to that? About as far from the house as from here, over there where that horse is standing, over that fence.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they're going back. So I pushed the screen open, I walked out on the porch. So they, you know, they turned and they went on back up the road. So I told her that.
Well, like you were saying, somebody could come. How was it that they could come and...
They can come and see. They used to fish out there on that dike. They used to put garbage and stuff down there. Anybody can get in a boat and come on up to that dike and walk up. And you can't see a soul.
Yeah.
You can't see anybody.
That's pretty deep.
Because it's all solid. Mr. Hawkins usually put his cows down there sometime in this pasture. But you can't see any bushes. Or you see anybody if they get in those bushes or anything. But I tell them, it's when I leave, they'll say, you lock this door. Yesterday I put a latch on the screen door way up high where the little ones couldn't open it and go out.
You put it on.
Mm-hmm. And I make them put nails in the door.
Nails?
Yeah.
How? I mean...
You know, put nails in that you can't push the door open.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you don't open it for anybody. I said, unless it is your mother. And they said, well, what if Daddy comes? I said, don't open it, because it might not be Daddy.
Well, now, they really got something to live with, haven't they?
She cried yesterday. She said, Bessie, why do Mommy do these things? And I told her, I said, your children is not going to have any respect for you at all. because you're not giving any. Betsy, I promise I'm gonna do better. I didn't say all right or anything, but she hadn't come when I left there.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had yesterday.
No, and I went home and I made the kids open 2 cans of tuna fish, and I put celery and sweet pickle and hard boiled eggs in it and mayonnaise, and they enjoyed them. And I made 7 tuna fish salad, you know, sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
and I cut them. Because that little Krista's 2 years old, and boy, you'd think she was 4 to see her. And they ate all except a half of them. I said, now, it's a little more in the bowl than if you don't want it. And so I give Leisha 45 cents. I said, go out and get 3 bottles of 7-Up. And I said, now, we going to share the 7-Ups. I said, I have no business with the soda. I said, I'm going to give Eric, I gave Eric half of mine. I said, Jenna, you give Leisha some of yours, Krista some of yours, or Dina. I said, Leisha, you share yours with the other one. I said, you both have a little extra.
But you had to pay for it.
But I paid for it.
Even as more than that than you've been paying for too.
She's supposed to get pay me for that.
The what kind of meat was that?
Pot roast. It was chuck.
What about that?
She's supposed to give it to me whenever she gives me my money.
She doesn't pay regular?
I'll get it every 2, maybe 3 weeks. I'm feeling sorry, you know, not bothering her, thinking that she didn't have it. But what made me so blame mad, here come an old antique dresser, which I love antique furniture. But this has got to get some hot water with Lysol or whatever it is and wash it down. A bed and a dresser and 2 chairs. But this dresser came, she told me that morning. She said, Betsy, a man is going to deliver a dresser. I said, a dresser? She said, yes. And I'm wondering where she's going to put it. She said, and the check is in here. I'm going to put it up on the chest in my room. I said, all right. And when I went in to make her bed, I looked to see $57. I believe in 75 cents.
Hmm.
I said, "You mean to tell me Miss Starr's paying $57 for a darned old dresser, and no food in the house? She won't pay the water bill. I've been taking water from my house.
Taking water
to drink, because that water's not good. To put chlorine in it, you know." And It doesn't taste good. I've been carrying 15 gallons of water over there, 3 gallons a day.
Mm.
I mean, I take it 5 days. Now, this week, I took 2 days, I took 4.5 gallons. One day it was 3.5 gallons, and one day it was 4.5. So, Tom, I told Tom, I said, no more. I said, I just take a jar of water for me to drink. He said, why? I said, if she can pay $57 for a darn dresser older than my grandmother was, she can pay the man to bring that water there, and she can pay to get groceries. And Jenna looked at me, I said, you know what burned me up? I said, she whistled when I said the roast was $5.14, but it was $5.17. I said, the bill is up there. I bought it last Saturday.
Because there was nothing there to eat.
Well, it was, just say, 2 pounds of chopped meat all together. And 2 chickens. I didn't know it was 2 chickens. But chicken, three times a week, and maybe twice in a week. And hamburger, you got to fix it up some bit. Maybe eat meatloaf or maybe hamburger. I don't forget. I fixed something one day, and they all liked it. But I don't even forgot what I made out of it. And I think I had noodles or macaroni in there, and tomatoes and onions and pebbles or something put in the oven. I don't know what I put had in there. But anyhow, I put it in, and they all thought it was good. No, they just fixed it in a frying pan. I said, and she can't. I said, she can pay $57 for a dress. I said, and here this darn old bed sitting up here in the living room. I said, and these old chairs. I said, she paid, I know she paid $50 for that. But it's good I didn't see her when she, it's good I didn't see her yesterday afternoon. It's good I didn't see her. Because what come up, it would come right out. And I just feel sorry for those children. I didn't call. I should have called to see if they was all right. But they called me back later, and I think they called me, and Jenna was crying. They said, we worried about Mommy. We haven't heard anything from her. I said, it's 8:30 now, Jenna. Said, you haven't heard from your mother? She said, no. She didn't call.
That was last night?
Yeah. I said, well, no, it was 20 minutes later. I said, I didn't eat yet. Because I had a greenhead cabbage, you know. And I cooked cabbage, and I made this cornbread. But where I have eaten salt, I don't eat salt. So it was tasting funny to me, and I never did eat all the bread that I had. I said, well, you call me back if you don't hear from her. So they called back and said they still hadn't heard anything. Excuse me. Then Leisha called me. She said, Bessie, we still haven't heard from Mommy. I said, you haven't heard from her yet? I said, it's 8:20. I said, she's, Jenna, didn't she tell you on the telephone Thursday night that she was going to shop? She said, oh, Bessie, well, maybe she is. She said, I better hang up. Maybe she's trying to get us. I said, not hardly. And she said, well, should I call a bowling alley? I said, yes, you call the bowling alley and see if she's there. They said she won't get there until 9 o'clock. I said, well, she wasn't supposed to bowl tonight. I said, she promised me she's coming home. Leisha was talking. She said, well, Jenna said to call you first. We was wondering, should we call Elizabeth? I said, yes, you call Elizabeth. And Elizabeth gave her this boy's number, and they call it, it's not even his number. She said, we've called, they called back. No, I called them. Said, you haven't heard from her yet? I said, no. I said, are you nervous? She said, well. And then she said, Jenna, are you nervous much? This is Leisha, the one 10 years old. Last. She said, well. Then she said, Jenna, are you nervous much? And she said, well, no, Bessie, not much.
Not much.
I said, well, both of you are nervous. Yeah. I said, well, we'll wait a few minutes. And if she don't call, you let me know. Well, I was going over.
Last night?
Yeah, I was going over. And I was going to be there when she come in and light in on her. So, she she called back, they called me back again. And both of them scared stiff. And you can't blame them from being down there. They're not near anybody, you know, for somebody to hear if they break in or if they scream or something. And then I was putting some stamps in a book, so I just put the telephone right by the table. I said, they're going to call back. I said, I finished putting these book stamps. No, I hadn't started putting the stamps in. I just said, I can put them in later because I'm going over there. And Tom said, you're going to be in the bed. He said, now you can just keep it up, Bessie. I said, well, Tom, I just can't see those kids hurt. He said, well, I blame the daddy because he's giving her money to take care of those children. I said, but what good is it? I said, and I told her, I said, you're not going to have your children. I said, Mr. Dodd's going to have them taken from you. I said, now you can believe me if you want to. Then the telephone rang again. I only let it ring once because I'd have it right side. She said, Bessie, if you plan on coming to look, say, Mother call. Say, Mommy call. Well, you know, they're happy. I said, she did. I said, where is she? She said she ran out of gas. I said, it's 10:30. And she ran out of gas? She said she was on her way home and said that she would have been home, but she ran out of gas. She knew how low her gas was before they closed. Why didn't she go fill up? I don't let that mine get below, when it get below half full, I soon started to find a filling station somewhere right away. Now, I had letting it gotten kind of low. It's just a little below half full. Because I'd go down to school to pick up the kids the other day. She was sick. And I had to go pick her up, you know. So going down to Reddick, it takes...
And it's your gas.
It's my gas.
Well, your gas and your water and...
And the children always say, I said, well, I have to go home because I got to eat. But they said, why don't you eat? I said, because your mommy don't even have enough for you all. Well, they always want more. And you should have seen how they gobble up that pot roast.
Is that right?
And because she said when she came in, she had some of it too. I like to say, what time was it?
Well, she didn't even give him breakfast. Like that, when was it that, when they were all up on the road?
That Saturday.
Saturday, that's right.
She called me 6:45 that morning. Said this Mike was in a tournament in Orlando, a bowling tournament. And he just called her, and she wanted to know. She said, I tried to get Elizabeth and John, but they sleep so sound. And I was wondering if you can come. I said, I can't come this morning. I said, I can come over after I get through, I said, because I have to go to town. I said, this is a must. I said, I have to go. I said, and I tell Jenna I'll call her when I come back. She said, well, Bessie, and I think it'll be tomorrow, too. I said, tomorrow? She said, yes. And I figured, well, anyhow, she'd get home around noon or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or something. So, but John stayed over. I was just going to get my gown and my washcloth and toothbrush and paste and everything take over, prepared to stay Saturday night. And I had bought a quart of milk, because I can't drink that Santa like stuff, that old powdered stuff. And I said, well, I'll take me some cornflakes from home that I have my breakfast. And I had orange juice and all to take over. And I said, I'll get my gown and my robe. And I can get my underwear and everything and get my bath before I go to bed. So they called and said that John and Elizabeth were supposed to spend the night. But I don't think Elizabeth didn't stay. That was his sister.
Hmm.
She didn't stay, but John stayed. Then he calls me about 6 o'clock Sunday afternoon almost. He said, Bessie? I said, yes, John. He said, what time was June to come back? I said, isn't she back? He said, no. I said, you don't tell me she didn't come back. I said, didn't she call? He said, no. I said, well, she was supposed to call her children. He said, well, she hasn't called. I said, didn't she leave a number or something where she could be reached if anything should happen? So then he turned around and he asked them. And so Alicia one said, wait a minute. And he called, put his name, Michael somebody, at some kind of bowling alley in Orlando or Winter Park. I said, where is Winter Park? I know Winter Park is near Orlando. Between Sanford and Orlando. So I said, well, I tell you, you call and just and try and see if you can get him. He called, there's no answer either place. He called me back. He said, no answer. He said, I thought sure she'd be home this morning. I said, I did too. He said, well, I don't know. But boy, I knew he was disgusted. He said, well, just since you get here, time enough for me to go to work in the morning. I said, well, what time do you go to work in the morning? He said, I'll have to leave here by 7:15. So because I have to pick up Elizabeth and take her to school. I said, well, if you have to stay, you let me know. And I said, anyway, you just go ahead. I said, I'll be there. And I said, I'll be there. I said, before the big girls go to school. I said, I get that time enough for little ones. You know, by the time they wake up. They always wake up when the big girls cheer and get up to go to school. But he never did call back. He said, if I don't hear from her, I'll call you back. I said, okay. Well, 11 o'clock, he didn't call back. Well, 12 o'clock, I didn't hear from him. I said, well, maybe he figures it's too late to call. And Jenna told me Monday, because she was there Monday, sound asleep, sleeping like a top. I didn't even call her. I said, if she got a class, she can make it if she wants to. If not, she'll just miss it. I wouldn't call. I went on in the kitchen and put on some grits, I think, for the two little ones. And I had to wash Krista and, you know, and put on some clothes. She had dirtied in her diaper. So when Jenna came home, so she woke up, I said, Dina, go in and tell your mother it's 9:30. I didn't go.
That was last Monday.
Yeah, she knew I was angry. I said, go in and tell your mother it's 9:30. So she jumped and hollered, oh. She said, oh boy, now I'm going to have to take a cold shower. I said, well, the water been cold. It was cold all Saturday, all yesterday. And when they played around, and Krista got up in my lap. And she just loves me, both of them, you know. They just hug and kiss and always tell me, I love you very much, Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
I said, now, Lord, I said, I just can't leave and turn it to my back on this church. Well, she said, she don't worry. He used to say when he was there, he didn't worry when I was there. We don't worry about the church. I said, well, you better stop worrying.
Well, they know you're going to be there, Bessie.
Well, I need my money, but I'm not going over there and ask her for it. I'm going to let her bring it to me. She didn't bring it this morning. She didn't call me this morning. I'm not. I call her every morning God sends for her to wake up, to wake those children up to go to school.
You still do that?
I call her every morning. I said, you people better start waking up, learning how to wake up. I said, now how do you think I wake up to wake you up? Well, you have alarm clock. I said, no, I don't. I said, I don't have alarm clock. My clock alarm, I said, but I don't even know how to set it. I said, I never. Now, Friday, I woke up, it was 10 after 7. So I went out and I called her. She said, oh, thank you, Bessie. And I said, well, now I just get there when I get there. But I was right behind the school bus, you know, when it was going. In fact, he had to wait till I passed so he could back out with the kids. And all three of the little hands was up in the air. But I feel sorry for the children. But somebody in that same community going to report her.
Well, they should, Bessie.
They're going to do it.
Why, they even report Mr. Thrasher over here for not feeding them cows.
J.E.?
Yeah. And they get the sheriff or somebody out there. And when they do, he starts feeding them for a while.
Well, those cows were so darn poor from living off that little grass around Tuscarora Lake. You know, you see a lot of them laying up there dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why.
And they'd be walking around. You can count their ribs.
He gives them hay, but hay ain't no count. Every now and then he gives them a little bit of dab, just about like that. You see little pile.
But don't tell me they're...
That may be when he puts the hay out, is when somebody reports him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They say you feed him and then he puts out the little...
Yeah, he said.
Now, you know, you have... I say, now, if you're going to have a pet, you have to take care of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you think about it, a child's a little different than a
pet.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's just running around, isn't she?
She is a little bit too wild.
She doesn't need those children.
I didn't tell her that they're going to take them from her.
Well, she must not care much about them. Not really.
And that's the way the children feel.
Isn't that sad?
And they don't want to go in a home. I said, your daddy, and he's going to be the one somebody going to report it to him.
And he's not worth much.
He has married again. Married 2 weeks after the divorce went through.
Oh.
Yes, he did, and he hadn't enough to bring the woman there to the house.
2 weeks later, after they got divorced,
she's wondering what could she give him for a wedding present. I said, you mean to tell me?
She was what?
You know, the girl laughs at me, Miss Miles. She says you know what, because I fell twice. I fell down the stairs over there just before Christmas. And I fell since one night. I just lost my balance. And all I remember was trying to catch. And I had a place almost big as a saucer on my hip. I don't know if this foot was bent way back. I don't know if I hit the heel of my shoe.
Mm.
But I'm lucky I didn't break my leg. But that place was so I couldn't hardly sit down. On my hip, when I showed it to Tom, and he was laughing. He said, "That's look like somebody kick you." I said, "All of us would have been in jail or somewhere if it was." But when she told me, see, they went to Spain, and she had a beautiful spread that she brought back from Spain. And she said, the spread was in the drawer. Well, I knew this little TV, like Mr. Miles had a thing, this was the last time. Well, it was one in that room he had like that. He took that TV. He took all the guns, even to her father's gun, which she said she wanted. And she said, I said, you should move your guns. Some of those guns, I said, Mr. Dawes is going to come in here and take them, you know, just out of a clear blue sky. And she said, well, he's not coming here, Bessie. And he was somewhere in the dark watching her when she left to go to Bowl, because she hadn't got to Shell's service station before he knocked on that door. When he did, I said, who is it? He said, it's me, Bessie. So I looked at the door for it to be sure it was him. And then I opened the door. I unlocked the door. So when he came in, well, this woman's husband had beat him up that Wednesday night. So he had cleaned his dogs out because the man beat him up. She didn't know nothing about the man beating him up. She's here and the man was out there in Trenton. So see, and he's telling, you know, the woman was telling him that he was a single man and she wanted her divorce to marry him. Oh. And she had three children for her husband, two girls and a boy. And when June called and told him that I'm the other woman, I want to know what kind of woman this is, if she's going to be over my children. So now I come find out the woman just as good as she is. She said, I am the other woman. She said, I'm Dave's wife. He said, wife? She said, yeah. He said, well, I thought he was a single man. She said, no, he's not a single man. He's rushing me, trying to make me give him a divorce. But I have five children. So he gets the cops. He said he no good when she's going, when she was going out with him, because he'd go down and babysit with the children. He was his children. And he'd go down there and babysit with the children. He said he got tired of her carrying on, and he just went on and divorced her. So he took the policeman and went there and beat him up before the cops. And so the cops stopped him. So he's married with Ms. Dawes, because... See, Dave broke up her home.
Oh, yeah.
And I think John wanted to come to see her, and I said, well, now what y'all doing? Y'all just swapping husbands. But she used to laugh at me.
But then she wanted to know what to give him for a wedding.
Yeah, she wanted to know what to give him for a wedding present. I said, you mean to tell me. No, and she said, Bessie, that spread that I brought back from Spain. She said, although he gave it to me, he bought it for me. It was the only thing that he bought for me while I was over there. She said, everything else I bought out of my money. New things for the kids. And just ponchos, you know, she bought one for herself. And he had taken the spread. I said, now you mean to tell me he's your husband, divorced you, go marry another woman, you going to give him a wedding present? She said, yeah.
2 weeks later.
I said, heavens help you. So she laughed. I said, I wish one would sit down and wait for me to give him a wedding present. Then she told me they came out there one night. I said, he had to go on to bring her here. She said, yeah. I said, oh, Father, it should have been me, because I said, then the police would have come and got me. I said, because I think I'd have thrown some hot water on both of them. She said, no, Bessie. I said, oh, yes. I said, no, Bessie, he wouldn't have left me and come in and take what he wanted and then walk out with another and bring the woman here, too. So he goes down to Collier School where Eric go. So when he came by the house that day, Dina and Krista and myself were sitting there. I took me some cottage cheese and lettuce over. Tomato, I think, a hard-boiled egg or something I had. But anyhow, I had given the kids, you know, their lunch, and I was eating the cottage cheese. So I said, I think I hit a car right there. So Dina said, Bessie, you hear a car? I said, oh, it sounded like a car. Then I heard the walking on the porch. And I got up and I looked out the window there in the dining room where he started and had never finished. As long until he started running with this woman, he worked on the house. But when he got so tied up with her, the house is just like he fixed no more than she had the bathroom fixed. Because I told her, I said, I'm scared to go in there, sit down there. I said, I'm scared if I sit on that commode, I'm going on through on the ground. So she said, Bessie, I better have it fixed. I said, you better do something. When I went to the door, and I opened the door, and I looked at, you know, I think the expression on my face changed. So I said, hello, Bessie. I said, how do you do, Mr. Dawes? So she said, hello, Bessie. I said, how do you do? She said, I've heard an awful lot of talk about you. I said, you have? Not cracking a smile. So Krista and Dina, you know, heard me talking. And so, boy, here they come tearing. And they went to hollering, Daddy, Daddy, they're so crazy about it. But they won't care about him. They're little now, you know. I think 2 years old. The baby wasn't 2 years old when he left there. So she said, oh, he was good. He said, we just went down to Collier to see Eric's teacher. And we thought we'd come by to see the children. Well, those are his three. He adopted the other two. See, they're her first husband, sure. Mm-hmm. And he adopted them, but she had three for him, and was dying to have the fourth one. I said, you better let the fourth one stay where he is. So she took me at my word. She said, Bessie, I think I'd have died if I had found out that I was pregnant. I said, I told you to let the other one stay where he was. And they talked, and I didn't have too much to say, but she calls every now and again.
Oh, his wife, his new wife.
This new wife calls, once she wants to know how was the children, if they were well. I said, sure, they're well. I said, only Jenna fell in school and dislocated her knee. I said, she's on crutches. I said, but other than that, I said, she's going to school. I said, they all are fine. Well, I was just wondering, because we're supposed to see them over the weekend. I said, well, you see them over the weekend. And I told her that she called. She said, now I wonder what he's up to. I said, yes, I'm wondering too. Well, she wasn't staying out like she stay out now. I said, you better just be careful. I said, she always wait until after you leave. She knows it's time, you know, before she, and then she'll call. Then she called and asked me when was the children's birthday. I said, well, I can tell you. Dina's is the 16th of May and Krista's is the 17th of May. And I say, Leisha is in June, but I can't remember the date. And it come to me after the 28th, but I still, it was after I had talked to her. I said, Eric's is August. She said, oh, we know what Jenna's birthday. I said, seemed like Mr. Dawes would know what their birthdays are. He should. He's the father. Shouldn't he?
Oh, Bessie.
So she hadn't called since.
Bessie, you really get things going, don't you?
I got something going.
Is it always happen like that? You don't have any dull moments. I declare to goodness.
Oh, Mr. Miles, I'm not like I used to be. I used to be a fiery little girl.
Oh, you used to get them cold?
Oh, I was so. And about my sister, I did all of my sister's fighting. I'd fight if you look at her hard. She was sickly. She's the oldest. And she was sickly, and I always thought people would just be picking on her because she was sickly. If you look at her hard, I ask you, why are you looking at my sister? See, she used to have nosebleeds so bad. We never got outside and played. Just to play, run up and down there in the yard. Say, a half hour. My mother had a room, a smokehouse they used to call it, but it was big as this kitchen, just without this wall here, back to that door. You know, all of it went back. She had a bed. Now that was an old antique bed. She had a dresser, two chairs, and had a old straw rug. That's what people used to use years ago, with the braid, you know, binding around
yeah.
it. And she had a rug on that floor. And we played in there. Because if she'd look at the sun, her nose would start to bleed, and then I'd start to crying. Because it looked like it would never stop.
Okay.
But the doctor told her it would, you know, stop. And it did.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't stop it. They stopped it, it would kill her. But I started to cry. But the other children, I'd play with them. And I'd get tired of them and run them home. And my baby was the same way. He'd pray for a little while. Let me tell you, I'm going in the house, you go home. We all.
So you did the scrapping for your older sister?
Yeah. I was brought up with my uncle, and I was a little rough, tough. I fell out of a pine tree.
Well, your whole family was pretty rough and tough. Like
only
you were
the
talking
boys.
About your
my
your
mother.
Father.
Oh, my daddy.
Holding out his arm.
Oh, my daddy was a big old husky man.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. And my mother now weighs around 250. She's too heavy now.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Bessie was the runt of the family. They say my grandmother, say she's just like my grandmother. I never saw my grandmother. She passed before I was born.
Oh, really?
And they say grandmama was short and small. So Aunt Bessie's just like her. Had little short feet and all.
Yeah.
But my mother was a big old husky, tough woman. She picked 15 crates of beans the day I was born, so you know how tough she was. I told her, I said, no wonder I'm like a jackass.
Good heavens.
She said, the day I was born, she said she picked 15 crates of beans. I said, well, no wonder I'm like a jackass.
Let me tell you, I don't know. Maybe I just started too late. I used to pick strawberries and things like that, you see. But when I come down here, the first farming I done was up there in the Flatwoods, up there in that potato country. And they
what,
had...
What potato country?
Santa Fe. Up there in the far corner of this county. They got some Flatwoods up there.
If I and Sister did everything flat up, is that on the road going like you're going out to Making Up a Junction?
No, that's going up to Santa Fe and...
I don't know where Santa Fe is.
Yeah.
And where do you go up to Lachey and...
I don't know even know where Lachey is. I've never been to Lachey.
Yeah, that's the wrong part of the county for you. Well, that's where I started up there, you see. And then I come from up there down here. And... what was I going to tell?
That's your farm,
eh?
Yes. And they had some of those beans. They were bunch beans. And they were just beautiful. And we picked about 2 hours on them. And then the price went out. And we just walked off and left them. And, you know, I couldn't pick 2 hours. It just paralyzed my knees.
Well... You weren't by yourself by picking beans. I tried. I had a lot of, you know, friends. Boy, they could really pick beans. The same Burnett Patterson?
Yeah.
Now, his aunt, Gertrude. Boy, they could pick, she and Elizabeth Rowland could pick more beans than anybody I ever seen in my life. They'd pick 22 and 23 and 25 crates of beans every day.
Yeah.
So I'm going out to pick some beans and make some money too. So they gonna show me how to pick beans, and they would always carry 2 rows, just so you get between a row. All right, you have a row here and a row here.
Yeah.
You're in between them. You pick off this one and you pick off this one. You know, and you keep up with them. But now everybody picking beans, and I got a long stick, turning the beans up, looking for snakes to see if any snakes under there.
Well, you better.
And they said, that's not a rattlesnake bean. I said, but a snake, whatever kind of use, it was a snake. I picked 13 crates of beans. Everybody, now they done got out their rows and was coming back up to meet me. I didn't get the 13, and they got 20 something.
I never found out how you're supposed to. Are you supposed to just hump over and do it? Or are you supposed to get out on your knees?
Some people get on their knees. And some just lean over.
Some just lean over. That's what they done out there. Where I was picking.
Boy, you see them was just bending over picking. They really pick beans.
Oh.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, but they just died laughing at me. I picked twice. I picked 13 crates of beans.
Yeah.
And I went home. Of course, when I got it, I had pneumonia. I was very sick, and it seemed like to me everybody went picking beans, and I was home by myself. And you know, tramps walked a lot then.
Yeah.
I said, I'm here by myself. Everybody's gone to pick beans. I said, what if I take a back set? You know, just thinking to myself, and nobody's here to get the doctor. I said, what if a tramp come down this railroad and the house in that railroad? I had all kinds of thoughts. So when my mother came from Palm Beach up here while I was sick, and my daddy, of course, my daddy and my mother had separated, and he had married another woman. But he'd come every night and sit up all night and get up and go and work on that railroad every morning when I was sick. Sit there all night long. He'd just go home and eat, change his clothes, come back and sit in the rocker in that room. Until Dr. Rosenberg said I was out of danger. But my mother and my aunt came in. I said, Mama, she said, what? I said, when you all make your lunch in the morning, you better make enough for me. So my aunt looked at me. She said, what? I said, make enough lunch for me. That's what. She said, well, what do you think you're going to do? I said, I'm going in the field with you all. I said, everybody going around and leaving me here by myself. I'd just as soon get up on the wagon and ride on out there, too, and sit up out there. She said, it's too wet. The dew is too wet, and you can take a back set. I said, I'm not going to stay here by myself. And they thought I was funny. While they was in the kitchen fixing breakfast and getting their lunches ready, I had had made my bed, always would make my bed before I come out the room. And I put on my clothes and came out through the kitchen. And so they said, "Well, where do you think you're going?" I said, "If you get on a wagon this morning, I'm on it." I went home, washed my face, brushed my teeth and everything. So they found out they had to fix enough for me to eat. So they told me to sit up under the shed. I was sitting there, but everything moved, I looked. And boy, this dry grass, all of a sudden it started moving fast. I saw this snake, and he was headed right towards me. And he was making night. It was a black snake, but a king snake was after him.
Oh.
Boy, I jumped up. And right where I jumped from that, that black snake ran right there. Went right straight through into that shed. And I jumped up and screamed. And down in the bean field, I had business. With my mother and husband.
Down in the bean field.
I was crying. So she looked up. She said, "What's the matter with you?" I said, "Mama, I can't sit up here." She said, "Why?" I said, "There's a black snake come running in. He almost run on me." I said, "One of them old red and black and yellow snakes got all them colors." They said, "That was a king snake." I didn't know. I said, "I ain't going back to that." They said, "Well, you can't stay down here." I said, "I'm going to stay down here. I'm not going back up there." I was honest to goodness crying. I picked 18 crates of beans.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I better than pick 18 crates. My mother and aunt didn't pick but 18.
Well, I'll be
crying. And when we got home, I said, "Gee, I got my fare back to West Palm Beach, Mama. When you go home, I'm going." See, I was living in West Palm Beach, but I was up here visiting my uncle and his wife when I took sick.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I said, "I got my fare back to West Palm Beach. I don't care." So I didn't pick 13 crates of beans, so I had the fare back.
That's right.
So my uncle said, "Monkey, where you been?" So I've been in the bean field along with Mom and Aunt. "What you doing out there?" I said, "I got tired of leaving me here by myself every morning."
Pneumonia or none.
No, I told him about the snake, and he just cried, he laughed, because he knew I was afraid of snakes.
How old is your mama, Bessie?
86 and 87.
Well, how many more of that family's left?
Just my mama.
Just your mom.
Just my mom. More than the girl from Texas. It was her first cousin, her sister and brother's girl.
Yeah. So that sort of sends them out, doesn't it?
That's right.
Well, now, when you took up for your sister, what all?
I didn't care how big you was. I didn't care what I had in my hand. I'd hit you with it. And didn't care where I hit you.
What, for instance, did you use?
Anything. NJ, the last brother of Nettie's that died. So it's just two of them now, of the Jackson family, just Nettie and Clance. But when the one she went to St. Louis, the 15th of October, I had his shoes. We used to think we was going someplace, coming from Macanopy out here to the Boykin Hills to see them. We thought it was something, you know, to come out this way. And we always walked from Macanopy from school out here.
Oh.
And we had to walk from out here back into Macanopy. All the children, everybody had to walk that far distance. Excuse me, ain't nobody riding no bus and no cars. You know, they didn't have nowhere to go. No. Unless you had old mule you was going to get on.
Good old crooked dynasty road.
Well, it wasn't so crooked.
Well, it followed the fence roads.
You found some pretty straight roads. Because coming by Tuscarora Lake, that was kind of straight. We was always scared because there's a lot of alligators used to come along there. Huge ones, too.
Well,
used to crawl out that lake. But anyway, this boy, this Sanders boy, he, you know, used to like to pick at my sister. Used to hold her hand, talking about he liked her. And he caught my sister by the hand in that bed. I told her, you turn my sister's hand loose. And he wouldn't do it. I had NJ's shoes in my hand. I just come right across his face with him. This in the strings, you can see where the, you know, the laces in the shoes. I was a little toughy, Mr. Wild.
You really smacked him with them, did you?
I smacked you with everything. I didn't care. I just soon, and I didn't care. I hit my first husband one night, and I don't, of course, I just went blind. I went crazy that time. And that just tickled my sister to death.
Yeah.
And she told, she said, Mac, you must have thought you had me for your wife. And he told my sister, he said, sister, I never had nobody hit me that hard in all of my life. She said, you thought you had me for a wife.
Yeah. Well, how'd you hit him?
I hit him with my fist.
In the...
All I remember catching him up here in the collar. I wrapped that tie around his hand.
Oh.
And he said, I pulled him to me and pushed him. He said he's trying to get loose from me up here, but he couldn't. But he said when I turned him loose, I had hit him. Now, I don't remember hitting him.
Oh.
I just went crazy. I just was mad. And my sister cried. She always sick. And that Sunday, I went and bought me 2 pork chops and cooked them. I wouldn't give them a mouthful of eat. I tell you, I'm good now.
Compared.
I am good now.
Compared with the way he was.
My little cousin Raslin say, Cousin Bessie, you have changed so much. She said, because poor Cousin Mac, she said, I used to feel sorry for him if he got in your way, it made you angry. She said, now you look. I said, when I look at Tom, I said, all I do is look at him. And I said, now the best thing you can do is to get out of my sight. And I won't say no more.
Well, you wasn't the only one in those days. There was a good number of them come up the hard way, wasn't there? Over there in Meganopa, that wasn't any bed of little
flowers,
was it?
No. I've seen my mother and those get out and play rapjack. I don't know if you ever heard tell of it or not. You heard of rapjack?
No. What's that?
No?
No.
My mother and her stepsister and my aunt, my uncle's wife, and my uncle and Miss Catherine's husband, which was my stepmother, my mother's stepsister's husband. And the lady lived next door, the same Buddy Sawyer aunt, his father's sister, lived next door to us. Well, them women would, you know, you didn't see none. They wore boots, you know, them old high-top shoes laced up.
Oh.
Well, they'd go in whenever they come from work. But Mama used to cook for Miss Lou Montgomery at that time. And they would put on a lot of clothes, you know, to protect their bodies and all along here. 3 or 4 skirts or dresses. Boy, they'd be so fat, you know, and they were long. All of the women, well, Miss Catherine was very heavy. But Mama and Mamie, which is Buddy's aunt, they were tall. Auntie was short and fat. She was a little runt. She's just about as high as Aunt Bessie. Maybe just about that high. But she made 2 of Aunt Bessie. And they used to get those old gallberry switches and plait them together. And right, you don't know where the Baptist church, the colored Baptist church there in Meganopi. See, well, that my mother owned that house there once, but now I know that they have cut it up and people have houses in front of there. But see, now we had enough ground to put two houses in the front and one in the back, but my mother wouldn't do it. She had a garden back there. She had sweet potatoes, white potatoes, string beans, peas, corn, tomatoes, all of that. You know, she just grew her own vegetables and everything for us. We had our own chickens and everything. But in front of us was a hard place, road, and there was a lot of palmettos and pines right in front, you know, this road. And down in here was a dirt road. But they'd get on that hard surface. And boy, you would see them women and the men. Of course, they used to come far and near, women and men, playing rap jazz. You could hear it, and them switches would hit them dresses. Shwasha. And I'd draw up and I'd cry whenever they hit my mother, my aunt.
Oh, they just slash them.
Yeah, they slash. The women be doing the slashing the men, and the women, and the men be slashing the women.
And they just...
Oh, that was that for them.
Is that
they,
right?
They had certain days that they would do that in the afternoon. They all, you hear them holler, let's play a rap jack.
They get hurt?
No, they didn't get hurt. They had on too many clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And tough, too.
Yeah, and I'd toughen them.
Yeah, I'd toughen them.
My daddy wouldn't play, though. Of course, I couldn't blame him. He was too big, you know, and I guess had too much of force behind a lick.
Oh, yeah.
But he wouldn't. He'd sit there. And I look and I just grit my teeth and just drove. Every time they'd hit my mama, either my arm.
And they'd hit them going and coming. Going
no, they'd just throw back once, you know, and hit like that. And then they'd throw back again.
Oh.
And you see, the women would be getting out of me. They'd be cutting, hitting the hurt, and they'd get them across.
Well, how long was them gallbearer things?
Oh, they were long gallbearers. See, you could go right out there in the woods and cut them off.
Well,
they had
the
black, some
switch?
Kind of black bear, huh?
Was that the whole switch?
Well, they'd just be holding a small piece of it. And they was up close to you.
Well, I mean, it was the wood and the switch, too. Just
but no wood, it's just a switch.
Yes.
You seen it had some
well,
kind of blackberries on it, you know, and they'd peel them berries
that
off.
That thing would last a while.
And they would, you telling me to put whelps on? That's what we used to get.
Yes.
Do you think you're giving you a lick now?
He's rubbing himself as if he's getting...
Boy, then I used to sit down and just look, and I would grit my teeth and just draw up every time that he hit. I said, don't you hit my mama. And my sister would be sitting there, and you could hear, oh, all the children, we all be sitting on our porch, you know, while they be playing outside. They'd be outside playing right there.
Now, this is on about 1700, not near the end of Channel 1 over, but it'll continue on Channel 2 right. Now, this is around 1700 on Channel 1 over of the visit with Little Bessie, and it'll go from here over to Channel 2 right.